What makes a good property deal? Let's find out. Whether you're at the beginning of your property journey, looking to enter the market, or a seasoned professional seeking new strategies and insights, this podcast is your one-stop resource for all things property investment. Welcome to the Property Investors Network podcast. Let's embark on this exciting journey together and make your property investment dreams a reality. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining me here at the Property Investors Network podcast. So, what makes a good deal when you're out there property investing? And I'm going to give you in this episode some tips as well so that you can basically stand outside of a property and know whether it's a good deal for you. We waste a lot of time sometimes looking at lots of different opportunities, looking at lots of different properties that don't always stack up. So if we can get that time and narrow that time down to actually make it more effective for us, we can do more deals, we can do better deals, and we can do quicker deals. Now, the one thing when property investing is speed of implementation, okay? It is all about making sure that you take action when you see a good deal. But what is a good deal? Well, from the outside, when you're looking at the portals, so you're on your Rightmove, your spare room, if you're old school like me, or of course you're using the new modern systems and tools is like Property Filter to be able to help you find the property deals, you want to be looking at properties a little bit differently from everybody else. First and foremost, I always think that you should be looking for a problem before you're looking at a property. You want to be finding what problem the seller, the vendor, the landlord has. Because chances are for you to get creative and to be able to do a deal in maybe the manner that you want to do it, and there's lots of different ways you can get creative in doing deals, you need to find a problem. If somebody doesn't have a problem, chances are they just want to sell it. They just want as much money as they can have for the property deal, and that is it. Now, sometimes that works as well. Sometimes the asking price is a good price. Why? Because we can add value to the property. You know, we can see things that your average investors can't always see. But one of the things, or a few of the things, should I say, that I always look out for is, from day one, is there any equity in the property? So if you do manage to buy a property a bit below market value, or 25%, 30% below market value, is there good equity in the property? It doesn't always have to be. Maybe we can add a bit of equity ourselves by adding value. And that's the next thing is, I like to look up and down the street to see what other people have done with their properties. Have they gone into the loft? Have they put any dorm rooms up there? Have they gone into the cellar? Have they gone out the back? Have a good look round. Particularly if your house hasn't had the work done to it. But there are, on that street, houses that have that. They've set a precedence there, which means that you can do the same, which means there's value to be added. So when you actually go inside the property, you can then look to see if it is a viable option for you to be able to add the same sort of value that other people have already done. You always want to be looking at properties that are in a good area with high rental demand. We are landlords, unless you're flipping it and you're looking for a residential, in case where residential areas are great, but look for an area where there's good high rental demand. Because even if you are flipping properties, which is where you grab a property, refurbish it, and then you sell it on, you still need to be able to sell it on. So it still needs to be in a good rental demand area. Why? Because the next person that buys it might be a landlord looking to do that. And if it's not in an area of good rental demand, then you're not going to, well, chances are you're going to struggle to sell it. The other chances are, if you're not able to sell it, maybe the market's dropped and you won't get what you want for it, then you've got to be very careful. You need to be able to rent that property out to at least make sure that it can wash its face while you do what you're doing. So always look for strong rental demand in any area that you go. And also, if you do have to hold on to a property, or maybe you are buying properties to hold on to, make sure you've got good, positive cash flow. Okay, with the interest rates the way they are, buy to let as a strategy is more and more difficult now to get the deals to stack and to actually make money out of it. You've got to think of things like the boiler breaking, you know, leaks, plumbing issues, maybe electric issues. Will that wipe out all of your profits in one hit? A year's worth of profits just because you had to change one boiler. Mark my words, at some point You will have to change the boiler. Of course, we can pay for insurances and things like that on there, but we need to make sure that we understand the true costs of everything, which is why HMOs as a strategy, high-end co-living HMOs, and of course, serviced accommodation, short-term rentals are great strategies to be using on your property deals because they are high cash flowing strategies. Okay, as I touched on it as well, when you're on the street and you're looking at what value can you add? You know, can you go into the lofts? Can you go into the cellars? You want to always be trying to see if there's value that can be added. It doesn't have to be added at the beginning. Maybe you buy it right here and now, let it. And maybe in 12 months time, that's when you start to change it, maybe into an HMO, maybe not, maybe into something else. Maybe just even, you know, extending out the back, making it a bigger property. Nothing has to be done right here, right now. Don't always think you have to do it when you buy the properties, okay? Remember, time is our friend when it comes to property investing. Also, make sure that you're able to work it out and work out that you can get a high return on investment, a high ROI on the property, okay? Is it a return on investment, an ROI that you are looking for in your business? And if you don't know what return on investment you should be doing or you'd like to be doing on your property deals, then make sure you take the time to work it out, okay? As I said to you at the beginning of this, the best deals will come from motivated sellers. So be looking for the property problem, properties that have been stuck on the market for a while, potentially have been sold, but then it fell through. They're going to be more motivated. Potentially people who are in a hurry. Why, how do you know they're in a hurry just to offload the problem? Well, maybe they're for sale and for rent. These are all good telltale signs that can help you. Equally to that, are the pictures of the property any good? Are the descriptions any good? Make sure that you're checking those out. Are the agents local? I get a lot of properties in my area where the agents are actually based in London. So how motivated are they going to be to be doing viewings and stuff? So chances are they're not getting many viewings. So those are the ones you can really sort of grab a hold of and get out there, because motivated sellers are harder to find than normal sellers. Why? Because nobody's really motivated. Well, only a handful of people are really motivated in the very, very beginning. So trust me, the follow-up is the most important thing. As the old saying goes, the money's in the follow-up. It is so, so true. You need to be making sure that you're following up with people, because chances are when you first put an offer in a lot of cases, they won't be motivated enough. But then if you leave it a month or two, get back in contact with them in the right manner, doing the right things, they may be a lot more motivated and they may come to the party and do the sort of deals that you're looking for. I see far too many people put an offer in, they're not motivated, I can't find a motivated seller, and then never follow up, never checking in with the agents. Oh, it's sold now, the agents might say. Sold, subject to contract, brilliant stuff. Keep following up. That's when people give up as well. Keep following up, keep following up. Has it gone through yet? Has it gone through yet? Has it gone through yet? Yeah. Yeah, it's going through. It's going through next week. It's going through. Oh, by the way, Mr. Fitzgerald, that property that you speak about nearly every other week, it's fallen through. Oh, isn't that interesting? Then you can be straight on it. Remember, you want to be the first person that's straight on it if something like that happens, okay? The other thing is, though, what we want to be making sure that we're doing is ethical win-win scenarios. Win-win situations. We want to make sure that, yes, we get a deal that suits us, but not at the expense of anybody else. That is not what we're all about here. We're not here to take advantage of anybody. We're here to try and help property problem solvers. That's what we want to be. So you want to make sure that whatever deals you do work for the person selling the property, the landlord, the agent, whatever. It works for them. It works for us. It's got to work for us. No point in doing it a detriment to us, but it's got to be a win-win for all parties. Very, very important. You know, I would rather walk away from a good deal if I thought that I was ripping or taking advantage of somebody. Why? Because I want to sleep at night. I also don't want them to get what is called a buyer's remorse. 6 months down the line and we've nearly got this deal over the table and then all of a sudden they back out of it. Why? Because it was never quite right for them in the beginning. So you've got to make sure that you're good at building relationships, talking to people, asking them the right questions, having a bit of transparency with them, building up the know, like and trust, and doing deals that everybody is comfortable with, okay? And it's all about, as I say, getting to know them, talking to them, asking great questions and making sure that you listen to people, okay? So that is my top tips on basically how you should be able to look at a property deal and within 5 minutes realistically know whether it's something that's got legs, something that suits you or not. Now, if it doesn't suit you, don't necessarily have to just pass on it. Maybe it's still worth having a conversation with somebody about it. Why? Because maybe you know other investors who might be interested in a deal like this that you could potentially sell the lead onto, or you can help them and make sure in return that they help you. I hope you've enjoyed this. If you need any more assistance and help with anything, then please do visit pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. We have free masterclasses, tools and resources on there. It changes every week, so keep checking back to it. Make sure you're booking onto your local PIN meeting, the Property Investor Network things. We have over 50 across the country. We have them in the Netherlands, Brazil, you name it, it's there. We've got them in Dubai. They're opening up all over the place. Why? Because they are such a valuable resource for property investors just starting out or seasoned investors. We all know that you need to surround yourself with the like-minded people, with the right-minded people. So book onto your local PIN meeting. If you've never been to one before, I'll treat you to your first one. Just use at the voucher code section, Mark, which is my name, M-A-R-K, and the number 31, all as one word, and I'll treat you to your first meeting. Get yourselves out there, enjoy your property investing. Remember, it's all about repetition. It's all about practicing. It's all about taking action. Know a good deal when you see one, and you will be able to be first in line to make a deal happen. You take care and bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Property Investors Network podcast. Remember, investing in property is not just about numbers and profits, but also about building communities and creating a lasting impact. You can do this by checking out our website at pinfurtherlearning.co.uk. And of course, look to book onto your local Property Investors networking event. We are here to help and support you every step of the way, and I look forward to you joining me very soon. Bye for now.